So, thank you very much for having us. It's a real pleasure for us to be with you. And there is something that I want to share with you this morning. And before that, I want to tell you something. In my life, I learned that the only way you can have long-lasting results is if you have a purpose, if you have something that will push you through the difficulties and everything else. For example, what is the difference between a good physician and a bad physician, or a good teacher and a bad teacher? It's just a question. Why are you doing that? If you're there for the money, for the fame, for everything else, when you have struggles, difficulties, you will go away and find something else to do. But if you're there for something or someone that is bigger than you, you will go through these difficulties and then you will find your results. And this is true also for the spiritual life, of course. So, why we want to be in Foggia, why we want to preach the gospel there? Well, because God told us to do so, and He is greater than us. We want to honor Him, we want to work for Him. And there is a commandment that He gave us. And it's not only for us, it's for everybody that is a Christian. Let's read Acts chapter 1, verse 8 again. Acts 1, 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us the Bible in our hands. Please help us to apply this Bible and your words to our life, so that we can honor you, and we can do whatever you ask us to do. Please guide us in the understanding of your word through your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, in this text, there is a small word that sometimes we just read through and we don't pay attention to this word. It's very small, but it's very important. And this word is the one "and." Here says that you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when I was younger, I believe that this was speaking about the progression. You will preach the gospel to your Judea, your city. After you reach the population of your city, you can think about going to the cities that are around you. And when you reach everybody around you, you can go on and on and on until you reach the uttermost part of the earth. So it's a very slow process. And this was what I was thinking, but I was wrong. Reality is and. It's not a progression, it's extension. You will begin in Jerusalem, but you will walk in Jerusalem and your Judea and Samaria, and you will try to reach the uttermost part of the earth, all at the same time. You will work to reach the uttermost part of the earth from your city, from day one. This was what Jesus told to his disciples. And I think that it's not an accident that Mark reported the words of Jesus in a different kind, in a different fashion. Let's see, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We should think about what was the mentality of the day, the culture of these Jews. Jesus was speaking to these Jews of the first century, and in their mind, they were the pure one. They were the ones that God chose. they didn't need to have interaction with other people, especially with the Samaritans. If you think about they were, when they need to go from Galilee to Judea, maybe to the temple, they went all around Samaria for a lot of kilometers just to reach Jerusalem. Why? Because they didn't want to be contaminated by the Samaritans. They think that the Samaritan, they thought that the Samaritan, these Samaritans were impure, were unclean, so they would be polluted by their presence, just walking through them. And so there was this profound hatred for them. And in their mind, everyone that was not a Jew was unclean. So the Romans and the other people were unclean. And what Jesus was telling them was, you must go everywhere and to everybody. You will begin from Jerusalem, yes, but you must go to all the Jews that are everywhere, but not only to the Jews. You will go to every creature, to the Samaritans that you hate, to every population of the world, even to the Roman conquerors. You will go to everybody, everywhere, and your limit will be the utmost part of the earth. These were the words of Jesus. You must go to everybody. Why? Because he died for everybody. God is no respecter of person. So we need to reach everybody. And what says here is that we need to reach them in a very specific way. Jesus said in Mark, preach the gospel. First of all, preach. Preach is not just, well, this is the method of God. We don't have to organize a show for the people outside, or a musical, or something like that. Or maybe we should behave as a Christian for my life and entire life, and hoping that people will notice it and will ask me something about it. No. The Bible says, preach the gospel. God has a very specific method, and is go outside and preach. And it's very important also the content of the preaching. We will not go there preaching you need to change your life, or you need to change this and that habit, or if you do this and that, you will be happy in your life. We need to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. I ask a brother to read for us. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Someone is ready?
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Thank you. This is very clear. This is the gospel. Jesus died for your sins, not just for the sin as a something that is spiritual, is a spiritual force on the world. He didn't die for the original sin, like the Catholics they always say. He died for your sins, for my sins, for whatever I did, whatever you did, according to the Scripture. But he was not just dead. He rose again the third day. Why? Because through his life, we can have eternal life. We can have the new birth. We can have the new life here now, and in the afterlife we can be resurrected like him. And the important part is that we are saved by grace through faith. This means that our works are worth nothing, but the faith is what God demands from us. If we repent and put our trust in Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, that he died for our sins and so on, this is what will save us. And this is the message that we need to speak, to preach to the people. Not just tell them, this is wrong. Probably they know that is wrong. They need to know how they can be saved. And this is how they can be saved. Through Jesus Christ. If you need more clarification, please ask Pastor or me after the service, and we will be very happy to tell you how to be saved, how to be sure that you will be in heaven one day with us. But it is important to preach the gospel, this gospel, to everybody and everywhere. Why? Because Jesus died for everybody. And everybody needs to know. They cannot know if they don't know. So, what says also Jesus? There is one thing more that we need to know about what is the commandment of the Lord. And we see this in Matthew chapter 28. Because it is very important to preach the gospel. That's true. But the church is not just preach the gospel. The church is much more than this. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. So then, after the Lord, Verse 19, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is very important. It is important to go to preach the gospel. Once they believe, they are converted, they are new creatures. We need to baptize them. And is that all? The Lord says to us, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I recommended you. This is only the beginning. When you preach the gospel and people believe in the gospel, this is just the beginning. We need to train them. We need to teach them. And teach what? All things. All things means all things. Doesn't mean just the things that the most encouraging things or something that is good to know, something that just information or something like that. All things means all things. Even the things that are sometimes that will hurt us. Sometimes things that will cause us to make a choice before the Lord. Because we need to change our lives. We need to adapt. We need to grow up. We are not meant to be children for all the eternity. We need to grow up to be grown men, not only in this world, but also for the eternity. And this is how we can do that. We need to train them, we need to teach them all things. Mm-hmm. All things that God taught us, all things that are here in this book. Mm-hmm. So we need to teach all the Bible to these people. Not only preach the gospel to them. And of course, you can say, well, this is not easy. It's not an easy job. I know. I cannot do that by myself. This is why, as we read before, God gave us the Holy Ghost. He said to the disciples, the 12 disciples, that they are better than me. And he said to them, wait for the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. We need the Bible and the Holy Ghost. And all the people that receive the Holy Ghost have this power in them. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. If you have the Holy Ghost and the Bible, you have all the tools to obey this commandment of God. Go, preach the gospel, and reach the uttermost part of the earth. It is not easy, but you have the power. God in you is working to make you capable to do this, to do that. So, if you have this Holy Spirit in you, this Holy Ghost, you have everything that you need, and you just need to go and obey God. But you can say, can we really reach the uttermost part of the earth from here, from this small church that is in here, in Scotland, this small town? I believe that we can. We can reach from here, we can reach from Foggia. As the disciples did from Jerusalem, they were just a small church, but they really reached everything, every people. They went everywhere. They were very famous. Just some of them were fishermen. So people, very simple people, just trained by the Master with the Holy Ghost and the Bible. They went, and the world was changed by them. But the question is, how can we do it? To do this, we need to do that in the right way, in the way that the Bible teaches to do that. So in God's way. And before telling you what God says in His Word, I want to just give you a small example of how it can this can be possible. There was a some scientists years ago. They made an experiment. They tried this thing to see how many grades of separation are between you and any person in this earth. Which means if you say something to everybody that you know, and they do the same, how many times this word must be passed through to reach any person in this planet? So from you and maybe someone in a tribe in Australia or something like that. And they saw that at the most there are 6 grades of separation. This means that you say something to everybody that you know, they say this same thing to everybody that they know, and after 4 to 5 passages like this, everybody in this planet will hear what is your message. Being practical, if you preach the gospel to everybody that you know, and these people will preach the gospel to everybody that they know, after 4 to 5 passages, you will reach everybody on this planet with the gospel. So it is something that we can do in our lifetime. But we need to do that in God's way. And we need 2 things, essentially. One is the vocation. Go and spread the word. Preach to everybody. But you are by yourself. You are alone. What is the second thing that we need to know to do? It's multiplication. Let's read 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. Second Timothy 2, verse 2. Someone that is ready can read for us, please.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.
Thank you. So, Paul was teaching to Timothy, his younger disciple. He called him a son for him. This young man, he gave this. This is probably the last letter, the last epistle that Paul wrote to this man, and he said, "I taught you everything that I know. I poured my entire life in you. What you should do is do the same. Teach whatever I taught you to everybody, to people that you can trust, people that can do the same." And teach them to do the same, to teach others. So Paul was saying to Timothy, multiply yourself. You will never be able to reach the uttermost part of the earth by yourself. You can go in a car everywhere that you can reach, but you will never be able to go everywhere. You need to be more than one person to do that. And to be more than one person, you need to pour your life to someone else, so you, this person can be the same. So you will be 2, then 4, then 8, and more and more. And you will be able to reach everybody on this planet. You need to multiply yourself. This is what Paul said to Timothy. And there is one thing that I want to understand. Why is it is so important to train people? It is very important because, for example, there was a everybody knows who was Barnabas. Barnabas was a very good man. He's called by in the Bible a good man. It's not so common that the Bible says that someone is really a good man. And the apostle sent him to Antioch to be pastor there because there was a community that was growing and they needed a pastor. So they sent Barnabas there. And Barnabas saw that there was a lot of work to do. So he went to Tarsus. He took a young man that was called Saul and bring him to Antioch and he trained him. After a few years, we see that the Holy Ghost called them to be missionaries and he sent them to Asia Minor. And we see that they left Antioch being Barnabas and Saul. And a few months later, we see Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas trained Paul. You will never know who will train. Paul was the best Christian ever. He wrote 14 books on the Bible. He reached a lot of people. Why? Because Barnabas went there and trained him. Training people is very important. And this is not the, only the job of the pastor. This is the job of everybody in the church. What I mean is that you need to do something in the church. This is for sure. We are a body. If someone, some part of your body doesn't function, you will not be able to do many things. If you can use only one leg because the other is blocked, is paralyzed, you will not be able to do many things. And this is important for us as a church. We are a body. Everybody needs to do his part. But also, we need to train other people. Which means that if you are not doing anything in this church, you need to ask to someone, go to someone that is doing a job and ask him, please train me. I want to do this job. Or if you are doing this job, you need to search for someone that is not doing anything in the church and pick him or her and train him to do your job. Why? Because you don't know if tomorrow you will be here. Maybe tomorrow the Lord will call you home. Or maybe tomorrow you will move another place. Who will do your job here? There must be someone that will take your place. Or maybe tomorrow this man or this woman, he or her will go away. And you will remain here doing the same job, but this person will go to another church and do your job there. Why? Because you trained him or her. Training people is very important. It's part of the commandment that God gave us, everybody of us. And we need to do that. It's not just the job of the pastor. It's the job of everyone in this church. Everybody that has the Holy Ghost must do something in the church and train someone to do the same. And another important part of this another thing that we need to do, because we say that we need to go to preach the gospel. When they are converted, we need to train them, and then what? We need to reach the uttermost part of the world, right? But to do this, we need to do another step, and we read in Romans chapter 10 what Paul said that is the next step. Romans chapter 10. Verse 14 and 15. How then should they call on him on whom they have not believed? And how should they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Next step is send out. The church must be the training place, but there must be people from this church that will go and in other places to plant other churches, to preach the gospel, where you cannot go. You cannot be everywhere. So you need to send yourself, so someone that is trained to be like you as well. So you will work here, and there will be another you in another place. Multiply yourself and then send out. This is what is the method of God. We need to not only to train people, we need to train pastors. Maybe there will be a pastor that will take my place in Foggia one day. Praise God. Maybe it will be a new Paul. I don't know. But I need to train someone that can take my place. Maybe I will go away. Maybe I will send him away. But I need to train pastors in Foggia. And you need to do the same here. So you need also to answer the call of God. If God is calling you to the ministry, it's not something by chance. It's not something that is optional. He's calling you to do something in this church, and this is a commandment of God. You need to say, yes, God, I obey you. I will do whatever you want me to do. And be trained by the pastor to do this. Be trained to be maybe a deacon, maybe an assistant, maybe a pastor yourself. Maybe God is calling you to be the next pastor here, or to be the next pastor for a city that is near here. And but you need to be trained and to be sent out. They cannot hear the gospel if nobody will tell them. And they need us to go there and preach the gospel to them. I cannot be everywhere. This is why we need to send out people. And this is very important because, as I told you, we are a body. Everybody of us must do his job in this church. If you are not doing your job in this church cannot grow. The only way that this church can grow, both spiritually and numerically, is if everybody in this church has something to do, has his own job, has his own place in the body, and is functioning, and is training, and is doing whatever the Lord called you to be. I'm speaking to you as a person, as an individual. You need to do your job. Why? Because we need you. We as a body, we as a pastors also, we need someone that steps on and say, I need to do this. I want to do this. God is calling me to do this. And we need to work in the church. If we do our parts, we can reach the most part of the earth from here. We don't need thousands of churches. From here, you can do your part and reach the most part of the earth. Why? Because God will be in your work. And coming back to the what I told you in the first, you need a purpose to go on to do the things that you are doing. If you do this for the money, for the fame, there is nothing that you will not go on for a long time. You will not last long. But if you do this for the person that shed his blood for you, that he gave his own life on that cross, suffering for your sins and for the sins of the people that are outside, and you know that he said to you, go and tell them, you will go. Why? Because you want to honor him. But you want to obey him. Why? Because he is worth it. not because I am worth it, because He is worth it. He is worth it, all of my efforts, and His blood is so precious that I don't want to be shed in vain. He shed His blood for the people that are outside of this door. Mm-hmm. And I will tell them that He shed His blood for them also, and they can be reconciled with God. Why I want to do that? Because of Him, because of God. Why you want to do that? Because of Him. Because He shed His blood for you personally. And He asked you to do that. He ordained you to do that. You have a purpose in this church. Don't waste your time. Be part of this church. Be part of the body. Do your part, and together we will reach the most part of the earth. Amen.
Amen.